Country Club FM. You know you missed it over the weekend. It's the return of the Bob Almanac. Hi there. Neil's here. I'm Jim. We have a couple of salutes that we need to do here today. And they're both from the world of sports. First of all, Bart Starr passed away over the weekend. He was 85, a 17th round draft pick.
Wow.
And he went on to win 5 NFL championships, a couple of those Super Bowls. Then he was the coach of the Packers.
Sure. He did do as well as a coach, maybe.
He did not do, but the Packers weren't very good.
No.
In the 70s.
No, they were not.
Vikings mopped the floor with him, as I recall. And Bill Buckner passed away as well yesterday. 69, he was battling dementia.
Billy Buck.
He was so much more. A lot of people remember him because of that error. You got to keep in mind that the Red Sox blew that as a team. It just wasn't Buckner.
Yep.
Because by that point in time, the Mets had tied the game. You can put that on Kelvin Schiraldi and Bob Stanley.
Yes,
as much as
relievers.
You can put it on Buckner. But he was a good hitter.
He was regularly. Very hard to strike out, too. I mean, he was one of the toughest outs in the league there for a while.
So he was 69. He passed away. They're gone now, but certainly not forgotten. Today, Tuesday, May 28th, 148th day of the year, 217 left to go. 1897, that gelatinous mass was invented and introduced on this date. Jell-O was first introduced. You know, there was a time there when I was young and I stopped eating Jell-O when somebody told me that gelatin comes from ground-up horse hooves. From horse hooves, collagen from animal parts. And then I decided, you know what, it's just so tasty. You throw some Cool Whip in there and sliced bananas. I just can't say no to
J-E. It's hard to say no.
J-E-L-L-O. So Jell-O.
Just don't put vegetables in your Jell-O, please.
No.
No carrots.
No carrots. No. Or rice.
Rice. You know, rice?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know, like a rice pudding. But it's not rice pudding, though. But I've had it before. Man. It was just wrong. It was like at a church function. I was young. And I go, this is Jell-O. And, of course, one of like 30 different kinds of Jell-O on the table at that time.
Right.
We're all eating Jell-O because all of the crock pots are blowing the fuses at the church basement. And we got electricians in there, you know, we're rewiring and, you know, doing all kinds of things. But that was 1897 that Jell-O was introduced. In the news in 34.
See them lying there, sleeping peacefully to gain strength. The tiny mites whose combined weight at birth was 13 pounds, 6 ounces are well cared for. This is the only posed photograph of Mrs. Dion and her 5 daughters, Cecile, Yvonne, Marie, Emily, and Annette. The proud father wearing cap is shown with the priest who baptized the children.
Yeah, proud father, 5 with 1 shot. Ho, ho, ho. He's very proud handing out all those cigars.
Sure.
The Dion quintuplets. They were quintuplets that were identical. The first ever to survive infancy. On this date, they were born in Ontario, Canada. There are 2 of them that are still alive. In fact, I looked up. 3 of them have passed on. There are 2 still with us.
What year was that again?
1934.
After 5 years of work, the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge is completed. The world's longest single-span suspension bridge that cost over £7 million. San Francisco's mayor cuts through the silver chain with a blow lamp, and from each end of the bridge, the motorcade speeds on to meet in the center and symbolize the completion of a great engineering achievement.
We usually call that a blowtorch, but they called it a blow lamp back in the 30s. That was the opening of the Golden Gate Bridge. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt actually opened it up by pushing a button in Washington, D.C., then signaling that vehicular traffic could cross the Golden Gate Bridge, 1937. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that you have to visit and maybe cross at least once in your life.
It just seems strange we use the big news story. There was an English accent reporter.
Those are the only people that are allowed to do those early newsreels.
Okay, I get it.
1937.
And when you hear it, it makes sense.
Get ready for some more.
A little later, the Space Monkeys meet the press at the headquarters of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration in Washington. They brought back the best evidence yet that humans can function and survive in outer space. Pathfinders for the spacemen of tomorrow.
Space Monkeys on this date, they returned, they went into space, they came back, and then they held a press conference, and we couldn't tell the monkeys apart from the media. back in 1959. And that was more of an American accent, Neil. I hope you were happy with
that,
and not the the English accent.
Abel and Baker.
Hey, Lucy, I'm home.
Oh, Ricky, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Ricky. Hey, Ricky.
Oh, Lucy, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Lucy.
So Weird Al Yankovic arrived on this day. This was his first song to chart, even though he had done Another One Rides the Bus and My Bologna. Neither one of those charted, but this one was the first one of his songs to chart. Oh, Ricky, Weird Al Yankovic. It made it up to number 63 on this day. Dr. Demento, Where Are You? A Lonely Nation Turns His Eyes to You. 1990, the longest wheelie ever recorded. By David Robillard.
How far?
It was, it's more of a time than a distance, Neil.
Okay.
It's 5 hours, 12 minutes, 33 seconds.
Right,
he was doing it on the Channel Islands in the English Channel. And he had to give it up after 5.12.33 because he started to get dizzy spells.
Well?
Started to get a little dizzy.
Yeah.
Popping a wheelie. I was never very good at popping a wheelie. I remember the first time I did it, it lasted maybe 2 seconds, and that's all I could muster.
Yeah.
With my, and that was on a bicycle, too. It's not an ATV or a motorcycle. It was on an actual bicycle.
Right.
This day, 1990.
Hartman and his wife, Bryn, a former model, made a glamorous Hollywood couple.
Oh.
At 6:20 this morning, police answered the report of a gunshot at the Hartman house. Officers were actually in the house, removing the Hartman children, when they heard another shot.
One of the most talented comedians, actors, sitcom guys taken from us on this date, 49-year-old comedian Phil Hartman, murdered by his wife, Bryn, who was a Minnesota native, and then she turned the gun on herself.
Sad.
That was this date in 1998. And remember when this happened 3 years ago?
This morning, the Cincinnati Zoo defending its decision to put down the 17-year-old endangered silverback named Harambe.
That child's life was in danger. And people who question that, or are Monday morning quarterbacks, or second guessers, don't understand that you can't take a risk with a silverback gorilla. They're very big.
Yeah, they certainly are. They're huge. And there was a 3-year-old boy that fell into the enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember seeing video of Harambe, the gorilla, you know, dragging him around through this little river.
Right.
And they ended up having to shoot him. And although the death did spark outrage, most people thought that was probably the right thing to do.
Probably for the best for that little boy.
We're going to move on to some birthdays now today. He is the logo of the National Basketball Association.
Oh, sure.
Jerry West is 81, longtime Laker. And he's a longtime Los Angeles Laker front office guy, like general manager, president, director of basketball operations kind of guy, too, in the front office.
Yep.
For a long, long time. 81 for him today.
He's leaving.
She had some pips, and really, when you think about it, shouldn't everybody have a few pips? At least one. Everybody should at least have one pip.
Mm-hmm.
She had like 4 or 5 of them, and she could have had more, and she wanted more pips. Gladys Knight, 75. Happy birthday.
What did you think I would do at this moment?
He's a singer, and he's Billy Vera. His group, Billy Vera and the Beaters. This was a very minor hit, if at all, and then they used it on Family Ties on an episode where Alex P. Keaton was falling in love and not with money. And then they re-released it, and it was a big hit. You know, he also sang the themes to King of Queens and Empty Nest, this Billy Vera guy. So
how old is he?
He's 75 today. Happy 74th.
I see the bay and moon arising.
Very recognizable voice.
I see trouble.
That's Billy Ocean, isn't it?
Negative.
I see earthquakes and lightning.
First album I ever bought when I was 11 years old. Saved my paper route money and bought Cosmos Factory.
Creedence Clearwater Revival's John Fogerty is no longer in that group, of course. And there was some contentions between him and the Creedence Clearwater Revisited, as
right,
you recall.
Yes.
74
he's
today.
The voice.
Kamala, the Ugandan giant, is 69 today from the world of professional wrestling. He would slap his belly.
Oh, yeah.
He'd slap his belly. And he had Friday, who was his handler. He'd have the whole you know, the jungle paint on and everything. His real name is James Harris. Kamala, the Ugandan giant, 69. I don't believe what I just saw. Kirk Gibson, 62 today. Baseball star. Known, of course, for that 1988 World Series home run. Had a nice career with the Tigers. Toon was a manager of the Tigers for a while.
Yes.
And I just couldn't get it done. He's 62. Hit from the 80s, Roland Gift, who is the lead singer of the Fine Young Cannibals. We don't know. We can't confirm nor deny whether or not they are cannibals or not.
No.
If they were, they probably being out in the open as much as they were, they probably would have been arrested.
Yeah, I would.
For that.
I would not recommend publicizing
he's
that.
58 today. The actress Krista Miller.
Marcus. Who is this perverted little weasel?
This is Costanza. He's our new bra salesman. He's supposed to start on Monday.
If he's here on Monday, you're not. Take your pick.
Another missed work opportunity for Biff, a.k.a. George Costanza. There's Krista Miller, 55. She was on the Drew Carey Show and Cougar Town and Scrubs as well. Phil Vassar, we know what he sounds like. He's 54 today.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby.
This is like my fourth or fifth favorite version of the Locomotion. You got Little Eva, you got Grand Funk. I think I think I put the Chipmunks above this one. Kylie Minogue. She's 51 today. Jake Johnson. Nick.
So I've decided to give up on women and put all that energy into tomatoes. Water. The source of life.
He was from that show New Girl, Jake Johnson. If you've seen the movie Let's Be Cops, which is kind of a farce but very funny, he's in that. He's 41. Michael Orr, who, of course, his life inspired the movie The Blind Side with, what's her name?
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock. And Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw was in that.
And Michael Orr played for the Ravens and some other teams. I think he's out of football. I don't know if he's officially retired, but I do not think he's with the team right now.
Yeah, I think he's done.
Michael Orr, 33.
Gone, but certainly not forgotten. He was voted, I think, the best athlete of the first 50 years of the 1900s. The half decade, we're talking about Jim Thorpe.
Oh, remember, he had his medals stripped.
Oh, yeah. Oh, some, yeah, his gold
they found
medals.
Because they found out he played some, like, semi-pro baseball or something. And then they
lost his amateur status.
Then they reinstated them later because they realized it was silly.
Olympic golds in the decathlon, the pentathlon. He was a college and professional football player and Major League Baseball. The guy could do it all. Jim Thorpe, born in this day, 1888. He was an author, and he created the character James Bond. Ian Fleming, the author, born on this day, 1908. We never forget our Hall of Fame jazz musicians when they have names like T-Bone Walker. You got to go with them. T-Bone Walker. 10. Beth.
Used to be sad.
Alvin.
Used to be shy.
The TV did that.
Funniest thing, the saddest part is I never knew why.
Big tip of the hat to Linda Lavin, another one of the TV stars that had the bravery to sing their own theme song.
There she is. She played Alice, but the gal we're talking about played Vera.
Yeah, she was the dingy chick.
Yes. Beth Howland played Vera, born on this day in 1941. Actress and director Sandra Locke.
Lies and alibis are the only words you know. Just tell me
she
that you
too.
Love me before you have to go. There's one too many women in your life.
She's singing that right to Clint.
Either one of us can make it right.
Well, she did a half a dozen movies and was his real-life love interest for many years. Sandra Locke was born in this day, 1944. I remember from The Outlaw Josie Wales, which I believe was the first movie she made with Clint.
Out of hand, out of hand.
You know that voice. It's Gary Stewart. Gary Stewart, country star and singer. She's Acting Single and I'm Drinking Doubles, another one of his great songs. Gary Stewart, 1945, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
All Request Lunch Hour in studio today. Hope you can join me noon to one. Right now, you can stick around. Neil Freeman has a Bobathon. Neil, would you like to start it with Vince Gill? You better think twice. Ricky Van Shelton, I Am a Simple Man. Or Alan Jackson, what is he doing? He's living on love.
Let's go Vince today.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, everyone.
All you need for summer. Hey,